Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, beloved, the Bible is right. Amen. Glory to God. We're so thankful. I'm so thankful that the Bible is right. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for Jesus. You know, I wasn't going to start the show off like this, but just as I was getting ready to get into the Word, it seems like the Lord brought this to my remembrance. So I'm saying this because I feel led to mention this. I feel led to mention this. And I do want to be, I hadn't planned on it, wasn't looking to do it, wasn't thinking about it. But just as I was about to get into the Word, it seemed like it came to me. Mention the video. I've done a video. I was privileged. The Lord gave me the grace and favor to do a video on YouTube. So if you would please go and view it. It's called, If You're Thinking, of the title of the video is, If You're Thinking About Committing Suicide, Don't. If you are thinking about committing suicide, don't. And it's by myself, Pastor Aaron Williams. So many people are taking that as an option. The Lord gave me the grace and mercy to produce a video to try to help people that are wrestling with that. A lot of people, there are people who are wrestling with that decision, and the Lord graced me to be able to make a video about it. If you're thinking about suicide, don't. I would appreciate my listeners. I don't 100% understand why God had me to mention it at this time. Maybe it's a resource for someone you know, or someone could be going through something, and you could tell them, well, look at this video. I know this man to be a man of integrity. He tell the truth. Before you even think about anything like that, please view this video, and he'll tell you how Jesus was tempted and refused to commit suicide. So I thank you, and now I'll get back in the Word. I'll get back into what I was originally going to speak about. Beloved, we know the Bible is right, and I'm always thankful for that. We're in the 22nd chapter of Proverbs, and we're actually in the 20th verse, but I'm going to read the 20th and the 21st verse, because the verse I want to talk about tonight is the 22nd verse, okay? I know I said a whole lot there, but in other words, I'm going to read 20 and 21, but I'm going to zero in on verse 22. We're in Proverbs chapter 22, and I'm starting at the 20th verse. Have not I written to thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee? And then this is the verse I want to deal with tonight. That is verse 22. Proverbs 22:22. Rob not the poor. This is the King James Version. Rob not the poor because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. And the Positive Thinking Bible for Proverbs 22:20 says, don't take advantage of the poor or cheat them in court. Verse 23 says, the Lord is their defender, and what you do to them, he will do to you. Amen. So many things, we're going to get into the other scriptures, but so many things come to my mind in the King James Version when it says, rob not the poor because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. Now, there was not only in the old days, but even today, there's many people who they literally rob the poor because they're poor. The merchants in the old days, they used to have different weights and measures. And when a person in the marketplace, in the vegetable marketplace, when people would come and they would come up to different food merchants and the merchants would see that this was a well-to-do person, they would use straight-up weights. In other words, there was a pound weight, a weight that actually there would be a balance, and they would use an actual pound weight at one end of the scale, and then they put vegetables on the other end of the scale until it came down even. And that way the person got a true pound. They paid for a pound, and they got a pound. But a lot of times the merchants, when a poor person would come, and they would know that this person is poor and they're ignorant, and so I can take advantage of them. And so what they would do then is they would either put their finger on the weighted end of the scale, do it the other way, lift it up a little bit more. And in other words, they would manipulate the scales so that the poor person got less, paid the same price as everybody else, but they got less. You see, people, if you reduce something, let's say you reduce something by a tenth of an ounce, okay? If you do that to 10 people, if you cheat 10 people by scalping just a tenth of an ounce off, you get, after 10 people, 10 tens is one, you get a whole ounce, and you can keep a whole ounce of your product free and clear because you cheated people out of it. There was all kind of different ways that merchants could cheat people just because they were poor. And they could tell a poor person by the way that they're dressed. I mean, they walk up, they're in rags, or maybe they're not as educated, or maybe they're disheveled, they're not clean shaven, or whatever. And you'll find that the same thing happens today. And it's not with scales, it's not that, but merchants will take advantage of the poor. A lot of times people, they don't have a regular bank account or checking account. So they'll go to a liquor store or a special grocery store, and the merchant in there will cash checks. Well, there's a regular amount that they'll charge. But a poor person will come in, or an intoxicated person, and they'll charge them more. Now, they know what the going rate is. And for people who aren't banked, that is a distinct service. They render a service for those that don't have a regular checking account. And that part is good, but merchants will cheat the poor person by charging them more, both for the products and both for the services that they render. They'll cheat the poor person. And a lot of times when a person is disheveled or people perceive that they're poor, they'll take advantage of them. They'll count out the money, and they'll know that the count is wrong, but this person can't count, and they know they can't count. And so my older brother one time, He said when he was a young man, plowing in the fields with a mule, and the boss would ask him, "We want you to work overtime," and he said, "You know I can't count past 10." Now, later on in his life, could he count past 10? He became very wealthy. But when he first started out in life in the South, plowing behind a mule, you had to plow. You couldn't go to school. So because he couldn't go to school, he wasn't, at that time, he was ignorant, meaning ignorant, he didn't have the facts. He didn't have the education. Okay? And he told me how people would take advantage of him because he couldn't count over 10. No, it was over 7. It was over 7. So, and people will take advantage of you. People will take advantage of people with food stamps. There's all kinds of ways, but there's a lot of money in cheating the poor. Do you know, now you take places like Title Max, those title places, and those loan places, a pawn shop, if you annualize their rates, the interest rates are something like 3, 4, and 500%. 3, 4, and 500%, just to take out a loan. Okay? And it's the same thing with the title places. They make sure you have some kind of account that they can draft. So on payday, they draft and they get their money for you before you do. And the rates are higher. And these people make so much money, they showed the headquarters buildings where these companies are located. You should see the wealth, the size of those skyscrapers and the wealth that they make off of the poor. When you're making 3, 4, and 500% off of people, when the going rate, what is the prime rate now? About 7%, and you're making 500%. The rates are usurious, and they can do it because they know the person's poor, and they take advantage of the. See, a lot of people think, well, if they're poor, there's no money in them. They don't have no money. Yeah. They don't have any big money. They're not going to walk in with $10,000. But if I can charge them 500% for all their services, okay, I'll give you an idea. There might be some people out there that still don't get it, okay? Still don't get it. Okay, I'll show it. I'll explain it to you this way. Now, this is not necessarily for the poor, but you'll get the idea. You'll go to some place like a Costco's and a Walmart, and you'll get a soda. Let's say you can buy a soda. The unit price is 98 cents a soda. You can go into some of the convenience stores in the hood, and you can pay as much as $2.75 for that same soda. Now, if I'm going now that 98 cent, that's the retail price. If I'm a wholesaler, if I'm in business, I might even be able to get that for 55 cents if I'm a wholesale person. And I'm selling it for $2.75. What is that? That's 200. That's about a 250%. And that's per soda. And you look around in those places and you see those prices. If you think inflation is high for regular folk, you go in poor neighborhoods and go in some of those convenience stores and grocery stores and see the prices there. Now, it's very nice that you have the convenience of having a place that you can go into in your hood. But if you're paying 200%, 300%, 400%, I have to leave the hood and go shopping somewhere else. Amen. So this verse says, rob not the poor because he is poor. And many people rob the poor because they know there's a gigantic amount of money that they can extort from them because they're poor. I'm up against a commercial. Hold on. Hold on just a second. I'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're talking about Proverbs 22:22, and we looked in the King James, and it says, rob not the poor because he is poor. But then in the Positive Thinking Bible, it says, don't take advantage of the poor or cheat them in court. Or cheat them in court. Now, if you, cheat them in court. I've gone to, in school, in college one time, one of our sociology professors, one of our requirements was that we had to go to an actual, we had to go downtown to an actual court and sit there and just view courts, just do. And you would go down there, and you would go in. Now, this is what I saw, beloved. This, I'm not saying that this is the way it always is. This is not the way it always is. But for the two or three times that I went, this is what I saw. This verse says, don't take advantage of the poor or cheat them in court. I would go down there, and I would go into this courtroom, and I would sit down in the visitor's viewing area. And I'm only mentioning this because this was the truth. This was the way it is. The person who perpetrated the crime, they would bring them in handcuffs in an orange suit. The times that I was there, they were African American. They were young guy. He looked like he was maybe 21, if he was that. Looked more like 19. Bush unkempt hair, orange jumpsuit. They sit him down in the chair. He looks around. The whole place is obviously, he ain't been here before. It's strange to him. The judge is European American. The prosecutor is European American. All the clerks are European American. The jury is all European American. His court assigned, if you want to call him a lawyer, he's European American. And the poor kid is sitting there. This says, don't take advantage of the poor or keep them in court. Okay? And you could see that this kid, Afro-American, he's sitting there and he's looking around. Everything is foreign to him. Everything. He knows he's all by himself. He's got no one to speak for him. They're talking things he don't understand. He's not a lawyer. The judge is talking. He's talking to the lawyers. The lawyers are and they're talking. And so he finally realizes, because you can see it on his face, they're going to do whatever they're going to do. Whatever they're going to do, they're going to do it. And you can see that he just resigns himself. This is all beyond me. This is something I have no, they don't want to listen to my side. They don't want to hear from me. They got their procedure. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're going to do whatever they do. What can I do about it? And you can tell the poor guy feels lost. And because he doesn't, it's obvious that he doesn't know anything. People can take shortcuts. They can make deals. They can do all kinds of things around him. He doesn't know. They tell him, make this plea deal, sign this, do that. And he just goes along with it because he knows, you know, I'm in a, who's going to listen to me? And you can see that there is a, I'm not saying that things were rigged against the person. That's not where I'm coming from. I'm saying that when a person comes in, and I saw this two or three times, where everything in there was European American, and the guy on trial was Afro American. Now, you did not hear me say that they didn't get a fair trial. That's not my point. What I am saying is that sometimes when you have people come in and they're poor and they don't have proper representation, they don't have money to hire big-time lawyers, they don't know anything, they don't know the law, they have done something despicable, they do need to be on trial, but you can tell that they're just absolutely lost. It's like being, for them, it's like being on Mars. And so the operation of the court, the whole process, they go through that, the process, they do what they want to do, and this verse says, don't take advantage of the poor or cheat them in court. And then if you go to get a bail bondman, that's another whole setup financially, a whole industry where the bail bondman makes all kind of money. But, Pastor, that's a service. Everybody doesn't have bail. I get it. I understand that. I understand what the intent was. But I'm telling you that there can be times when, if you're not careful, people can take advantage of the poor because of their ignorance. They don't know. And if that wasn't so, why would this verse say, don't take advantage of the poor or cheat them in court? Now, this is in the Bible now. This is in the Bible. Now, if you couldn't cheat them in court, this verse wouldn't be there. The fact that this verse says don't cheat them in court means that people have cheated poor people in court, okay, back in the old days and in these days. I didn't live in the old days, but I live these days. I've gone down. I've seen it with my own eyes. Scary to me, because I looked at the poor guy, and I knew he didn't have a clue what was going on. But the process went on anyway. And whatever shortcuts, long cuts, whatever, the thing went anyway. But the Bible says, don't take advantage of the poor. And if we look in Job, the fifth chapter, Job 5, 15 and 16 says, but God, he saveth the poor from the sword and from their mouth and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor hath hope, and iniquity shutteth up her mouth. The poor have hope. What is his hope? His only hope is in the Lord. Amen? Because people, they don't want to be around, most people don't want to be around poor people. Why? Because a lot of times the poor have a tendency not to give. They want to receive. They always want something from you. And so people, their substance is precious. They don't want to give their substance away. And the poor person's always begging them for something. And so a lot of times people avoid poor people for all kinds of reasons. Not just that, but for all kinds of reasons. Amen? But the Bible says just because they're poor, it says don't oppress them. And the Bible clearly says that God is with the poor also. If you look in Job 36:15 says, he, God, he delivereth the poor in his affliction and openeth their ears in oppression. God is with them and God helps them. Amen. And to be frankly with you, sometimes God is all they have. They have no other recourse but God. Nobody else really will really help them. Amen. A lot of times, nobody will help the poor, but they'll take advantage of the poor. Glory to God. Let's look at Psalm 35:10. Psalm 35:10. Let's look at 35:10. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth them. What is this verse saying? That God delivers the poor from people that are too strong for them. You know, God, he loves you absolutely, unconditionally. But he also, that poor person, why do we give respect to every human being? Why do we give respect? You have to teach this to young people. Why do we give respect? A lot of people disrespect people of other races, classes, countries, genders, whatever. People should be taught to give respect to everybody because every person was made in the image and likeness of God. They were made. When God made man and woman, we did not look like the fish in the sea. We were not made like the fowl in the air. We were not made like donkeys or deers or elephants. God decided that he was going to make us in his image. And we are so precious to him that he says in the word of God that if anybody was to take our life, that it will be required as his hands. Why? Because we're made in his image. Everybody is to be respected because they're made in the image and likeness of God. I did not say they act like God. They act godly. Some people act like the devil. They act just like the devil. Some people are the devil's agents. Amen? Glory to God. But I'm talking ordinary and your ordinary walkings around. Every person is to be respected not because of some great thing they did. They accomplished some great thing. No, but because they're made in the image and the likeness of your heavenly Father. So they deserve your initial respect. Now, whether they can keep that and not throw it away by foolishness and filthiness and sin and debauchery and wickedness, they can throw it away. Amen. It's just like first impressions. Amen. You only get to make a first impression once. Glory to God. But initially, we are to treat men with respect. Glory to God. It says here that God delivers the poor from him that is too strong for them. Amen. Or the poor and the needy from him that spoileth or take advantage of him. Those people that take advantage of the poor, the Bible says that God fights for them, that God works for them. Amen. Glory to God. You always treat you, that the person might be poor. The person might not express themselves in language or vocabulary that you do. The person may not have the money that you have. Amen. But just like the Bible says to honor your father and your mother, glory to God. Why? It doesn't say that every father and mother deserve your love. Some of them were dysfunctional. Some of them treated you terribly, and they don't deserve your love. But the Bible says we're to honor the fact that God used them to bring you here on the earth. And why was that important? Because they brought you here and you were born of water and then you got born of the Holy Ghost, you can become an actual son and daughter of God. And your parents made that possible for you, even though they were dysfunctional. Maybe they were dysfunctional, but they made it possible for you to become a son or daughter of God. If you were not born into the human family, that option wouldn't have been open to you. So we honor them for that. And the same thing, we have respect for every human being until they act like an idiot. We have respect for every human being because they were created in the image and the likeness of God. Glory to God. God bless you. The Bible has the answers. I really do love you. God loves you more. Bible has the answers. See you next week. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m. Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m. and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.